Why did the asteroid that heralded the end of the dinosaurs have such a profound impact? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christopher Junium, associate professor of Earth and Environmental Sciences at Syracuse University, explains.
The timeline of Earth's history is pockmarked with the impacts of comets, asteroids, and other planetary bodies. Surprisingly, impacts are quite common, with meteorites as large as a kilometer in diameter striking about every million years. The geologic record of life, as we view it today, reveals little about how impact events change the course of life, except in the case of the end Cretaceous mass extinction. The 10-kilometer asteroid that struck the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico 66 million years ago resulted in the annihilation of nearly 75% of animal life on Earth, including the dinosaurs. This raises the question, why did the Chicxulub impact have such a profound effect? It turns out that it may not be that large impacts happen, but where they strike. The Chicxulub impact structure is as large as Connecticut and twice as deep as Mount Everest is tall. The material rained down all over the globe. The impact blast and fallout ignited widespread fires, which together with rock dust and soot ejected from the crater blackened the sun and resulted in the initial extinction pulse. The rocks underlying the Yucatan Peninsula are also rich in the volatile elements carbon and sulfur that were vaporized during the impact. The sulfur in particular has been implicated as a cause of a post-impact winter. Sulfur gases, like sulfur dioxide, can form aerosols, tiny droplets, that scatter incoming sunlight and cause cooling. New geochemical techniques allow us to follow the fate of that sulfur, and they show that sulfur aerosols spent up to 30 years above the ozone layer, in the stratosphere, where the climate cooling effects would have been maximized. Decades of cooling added onto the effects of the initial blast, tsunamis, dust, and soot sealed the fate of nearly 75% of animal life on Earth and ended the reign of the dinosaurs.
That was Christopher Junium of Syracuse University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.